Anxiety is that word that we use very loosely. Oh, what are you anxious about? And people, a lot of times, they really don't know clinically what anxiety means, but they're not too far off. That's the great thing about having people around you who know you and support you, because they pay attention to you and they'll let you know. If they really care about you, they'll let you know when something is off. Hello and welcome to The Family Fix. I am your host, Shannon Ican, Lady Battle, and this is the place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solutions, and consistent momentum. If you ever feel lost, there is a path with your guiding light, and I'm here to help you find it. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you are having a wonderful day, and if you're not, thank you for even taking the time to push this button and sit with me so I can get you a little bit motivated and help you feel a little bit better if your spirit may be a little bit down or disturbed. You're going to really enjoy today's episode. I have probably won't recognize, like, for example, if you're a person that's really on the go all the time and you just like to be busy and doing things, you probably would not recognize that you might be suffering with some issues related to anxiety. And the reason why you won't recognize it is because it looks similar to how you behave on a daily basis. However, when you find yourself behaving in a way void thinking about a problem, dealing with a person that may cause, then that is something that you may want to look at. So for example, when I look at people who clinically deal with their anxiety, they have a lot of worry they go to bed with, they ruminate during the day with, and then it's just always with them. And they're always looking for the consequence. A person that worries about your health, you're worried about getting sick, I have a family history of people who have had cancer or some other type of disease. So you're probably a person that's always doing something to check to make sure that you don't have any symptoms. You're probably obsessive with going to the gym, eating the right foods, and it bothers you to even think about it. The discomfort of it, it just really elevates your stress level. So just to even watch on the news, someone battling cancer or someone who lost their battle with cancer, that could probably drive you up the wall. And then other things are like, it makes you really indecisive. You can't never make a decision about what it is that you want to do, what it is that you should be doing. So a basic thing, you know, do you want to go eat Friendly's or do you want to go eat at McDonald's? And then you're probably looking like, I don't know. What do you want to do? You know, it's just always someone wants you to just make a decision because you're afraid of making the wrong decision. Anxiety means, just in a nutshell, you're worried about something that you can't control, or you are afraid to give a response to something because you're scared that you're going to make the wrong choice. And as a result, you're going to be in a situation that you can't control. So a person with anxiety will likely try to do a lot of things to control the situation the best that they can. And with people who deal with anxiety, it could be a perpetual anxiety where they're just fearing the unknown, the uncertainty. If we look at what's going on with today's climate, everything is uncertain. If anybody should have anxiety right now, everyone should, because you literally don't know what you're going to wake up to each day. That's why it's so important to be careful what you're listening to and what you're seeing, just because of the climate of what's going on. So there are a lot of factors that are weighing heavily on people and how they see themselves, what they're going to be able to do for their families, how they're going to be able to adjust or adapt to any forced change that they had nothing to do with, and what adjustments they may have to make in regards to that. And then if they have, you know, real things to worry about, anxiety from just consequential actions of COVID, think about that. If you have family members and they're older, they're in the rest home, or they're in some type of rehabilitation center or facility, or in a hospital, you can't even visit. Why can't you visit? Because there are restrictions. And then now you're worried, okay, if something were to happen, how would you be there with them in their last and final moments? And not only that, when you have a family member that maybe has ongoing illnesses, you're the one probably communicating with the doctors, the nurses, and they're with them actively. You can't participate in the treatment. So you don't know if they're getting the right treatment. So guess what? You're worried about that. And then now the kids, they're going through their own anxieties. Everybody is dealing with anxiety. So we're going to have to find a way to deal with it. I don't think any of us can really hide from it. Even when I look at like with myself, there's just so much uncertainty and it can be a buildup. So I don't want to be that person that tells you, well, you know, if you just do your meditation, you just find this different focus, then, you know, it's going to be very overwhelming in this day and age. However, there are ways you can not make anxiety worse if you're dealing with it. So I'm here to help you to not make that anxiety worse today, because it's just common. We're going to worry about certain things, but the worry shouldn't get so bad where it makes you depressed. It makes you withdraw. It makes you retreat. That's where you find yourself, even if you have to go through a change and you have to go for another opportunity to do something. And you won't do it because your anxiety is built up so much that it's caused some depression there. And you can become afraid. You begin to doubt your self-worth, your value, who you are, what you're capable of doing. And you just pull back and you retreat. Instead of pulling back and retreat, you got to figure out, what can I do so I can become strong, so I can become courageous, and I can walk through this thing, because it's right there before me. The opportunity is there, but my anxiety has taught me to operate in such a high level of fear that I'm worried that I won't be able to deal with the rejection, or I may not be qualified when I go in. So you're going to be looking at a lot of different factors, all the what ifs, but what if you do get the job? What if you are able to successfully get back in school? What if you stay in that marriage long enough to make it work? When we look at relationships with people, I think that will cause a level of anxiety that it's just challenging to deal with, especially when you're dealing with factors from your past, things that have allowed you to make an assessment based on a person's choices and behaviors. And when you have to be able to move forward with that person and make a decision if you're going to stay in a relationship, that will cause anxiety, because now you're dealing with the fear of the unknown. What if this person doesn't change? What if things go back to being how they were? All of these things affect people on a day-to-day basis. Even when we're looking at with the relationship part, I was listening to Cardi B, and she's filing for a divorce. And she had said in one of her recorded statements, it's not that he's cheating or anything right now. They, you know, just have their typical things that they deal with. But she said that she doesn't want to build a relationship with, you know, she doesn't know if they're going to go out and do the same things. So guess what? That's a perpetual fear that she's dealing with on a day-to-day basis. Am I checking his phone? You know, am I questioning where he's going? Am I unable to focus on my parenting, my work, because I'm worried about what he's doing, because I'm afraid of something I can't control? A person who deals with high anxiety is less likely to put themselves in a position where they feel like they may be taking a great risk that will impact their livelihood, that will impact their happiness, and they are less likely to take a chance. They're just gonna pull back. They're not willing to see it through for the long haul because they fear the worst of getting hurt, of not being, just the relationship going sour and not working, and they'll pull back. So anxiety affects us in so many different ways. And when it becomes so embedded in you, it will lead to depression. It will be a canker sore in your heart. As much as you're trying to push through and you're trying to trust your situation, you're trying to trust the process, you're trying to work through the journey, you're doing all the right things, But your mind is in a place where it won't allow you to be able to really rest in the comfort of not knowing and being okay with however the outcome turns out. When you deal with anxiety, it robs you. It takes away from the life that you should have. Instead of making it a life of quality, a life that you learn how to ride it out. You're okay with the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, you know, however it goes. You know how to work and navigate through those type of situations. And you can probably be very stable in one of your quad areas that we've talked about in the past, but it's just that one area where it's just like a rocky climb with you. And it's either all or nothing. It's the high or it's the low. And you don't operate anywhere else in between when it comes there. I want you to recognize the things that make your anxiety worse. If you have to avoid dealing with family members, and people will say, you know, I just can't be around my family. Well, why can't you be around your family? If you grew up with them as a child, why are you avoiding them as an adult? I see so many families that are separated when they get older. You have kids that leave and never come back. You have siblings that grew up together and never talk to each other. They have children, and their children never get to meet their cousins because no one is talking anymore. There's so much divide when people choose to separate themselves because of the unresolved hurt of how they weren't able to deal with pain as they, you know, were developing and growing, and the pain was so intense that they don't want to experience it again. So they think that the best way not to experience the pain is just to avoid the person causing the pain. There was a meme that someone had posted, and I thought it was so funny. It said, I asked my grandma what to do for my headache. And grandma responded, stay away from the bleep bleep person that's causing it. I thought that was hilarious. And it's teaching avoidance. It's teaching us that when you can't deal with a situation, run from it, which is the typical fight or flight responses, fight, flight, and then, you know, the freeze, not being able to do anything in a stressful situation. But sometimes you really got to see how much you're able to manage your stress level. You got to be able to engage. It's like you telling your kid, oh, well, the subject is hard. Math is just hard. You know what? Just don't even worry about it. Fail the class. That's what you're telling. You wouldn't tell your kid that. So, but that's what you're telling yourself when you're dealing with situations in life. Well, it's too hard for you to deal with the pain. It's going to affect the people that you love the most. So even if you're starting a new family and you're telling yourself your family is not going to have to deal with the things that you dealt with as a child, you do so much to protect them, and your mind is so focused on controlling that environment, controlling their outcomes, that you really forget to enjoy the journey of parenting and watching to see how your kids are able to navigate through problems. It's an enjoyment. It gets scary because I'm like, okay, now is that decision going to lead to this? It's like, you know, I tell the kids, you know, well, if you do this, then this is going to be the outcome. That's like telling your kid, oh, if you walk across the street without looking, a car is going to hit you. But that's not true. It's not true at all, because a car may not come, so they can walk across the street and they'll be safe. And they're going to look at you the next time you say that and be like, that's not true. It didn't happen the last time I did it. So we just want to be able to be very thoughtful about how we're teaching and guiding our kids, that we're not projecting fear, and we don't want them to live a fear-based life, always trying to be in control of stuff, because really we're in control of nothing. We can do the best even for our own health. We can control our eating, exercise, and guess what? You still can get sick. So what you gonna worry about it for? Because, you know, it's just something that can just naturally happen. We're not God. But watch the things that make your anxiety worse. If you are watching television and that the news makes you really sour, makes you complain a lot, makes you call someone, not to just discuss the news, but it really causes you to just want to feel like you just got to do something about it, or upset that you can't do anything about it, and it causes you to lose focus, then you might need to stop watching the news. You might need to watch the Golden Girls or something that is humorous and that will make you laugh. Or you can also look at what activities you do that make the anxiety worse, because you can do things that seem healthy, but then also are intensifying the anxiety. Trying to control, okay, well, if I eat this, and you know, then this is going to cause, you know, be an effect on my health, and be worried about that. Sometimes you just need to eat the cake. Just get you a piece of cake. Eat the cookie. Because you're going to deprive yourself, and you're going to be bitter, you know, that you can't enjoy just some of the common things of life. I'm not saying overindulge when you know you're not supposed to be doing certain things, but, you know, sometimes it's good to have a little balance just so you can, you know, you do have some level of control over what happens to your life. Just do what helps you feel like you have some control. So some things that, you know, you do. I always have to go back to scripture, because I know people who have dealt with anxiety for so long. They're on medications. They've had therapists their whole life. They do all of the interventions and tools. And some of those things, it just still doesn't get them to the point where they feel like they have, you know, control over their emotions. And that's horrible, where you can't control how you feel about things. But when I was reading in the Bible, it tells us not to worry about tomorrow, because it worries about its own things, and sufficient for today is its own trouble. And it's just basically saying, you know, first of all, you don't even know you're going to be alive tomorrow. And you worried about it. You don't know what situation is going to happen for today. You got enough to think about for today. You got to think about, okay, what I'm going to eat. You know, what's going to, you know, how do I prepare for the day? What's going to happen at work? Those type of things. So you just have to, you know, just be okay to just blow it what the day is bringing you, and then have a peace about it. If you're dealing with a lot of different anxieties, you got to get some comfort, and, you know, comfort not in the things that give you temporal release of pain, but just things that will give you continuous satisfying enjoyment about your life. This is your life. You've been given it. Enjoy it, regardless of things that have happened to you. And yes, some people have dealt with some devastating things that have happened, and it was of no consequence of the choices that they've made, but they're having to deal with that. And I only want to say that they're a victim to that, because you are an overcomer. And that's the mindset that I want you to have, that I am an overcomer. I can get past this situation. I can be victorious in this situation. I don't have to be a person that has to walk in fear or walk in avoidance, because I am a person that knows how to walk in peace. Find your peace. I don't know if you gotta go rock climbing and get on top of a hill or a mountain just so you can feel like you're touching heaven, whatever it is you need to get close, then, you know, find that space. I thank you for rocking out with me today. I am excited because this is my birthday week, and I will be celebrating another year. And I just don't want to worry. I don't worry about things that I can't control. And I have a tendency, because I'm always, and I'm in a position where I am responsible for lots of people who work for me, and I can worry a lot. I just need to know that as long as I'm just adequately prepared. And you know what? I'm going to take that one a step further. Even if I'm not prepared, I serve a God that's bigger than any situation that I encounter. And guess what? Even in my mess up, he comes with a miracle. And I'm going to be A-okay. Don't forget to share this program if you've enjoyed it. I hope it something in it has resonated and made you come alive. And if you've enjoyed it, I ask that you share it with someone else. Sharing is caring. We will take this journey for as long as the good Lord give me air in my lungs and I can speak some words. But this has been a great journey. If you all have any questions, don't forget, go to my website, www.shannonbattle.com, and let's connect. And that way you can get on my email list, and you can get some insightful tools that will be able to help you, just to be able to equip you with the right type of armor to be able to stay strong and courageous during your day. Enjoy the rest of the week. I hope that you continue to grow in the things that are designed to give you life. remember, if it sucks the life out of you, stay away from it. Until we talk again, you guys be blessed.